So if you are honest about and earnest about seeking, then this is where you need to look. It's found in simplicity, in humility, and in the wise men's prayer and worship, and ongoing prayer and worship. And obviously we also know that the King of Kings, Jesus, is found amongst the sick, the poor, and the lonely. Remember at the the judgments that comes at the end of our life. Did you feed the poor? Did you feed the hungry? Did you give the thirsty a drink? Were you there for the homeless? Or did you visit those in prison? When you did it for me. You found me. And so there's something there about if we're going to find, if with all of our heart, it says something about serving the poor, the sick, the lonely. And clearly that will bring the new heaven, the new earth as well as we work alongside those who are most disadvantaged. Found in loving service. But clearly all of this then goes back to, if we're going to be honest about and serious about this, then all those other things we showed on the screen, great for your life, but if you really want to know the blessing of God, this is where it's got to be, in these areas here. And then to just remind you that it is, you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. You'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. And you remember Jesus echoed the words, didn't he? In the Sermon on the Mount, he said, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Seek and you will find. And so there is again a persistence about it. It's not just, it's not just a passing prayer. God, please help me. It is something deep from the heart in seeking. It's pursuing, it's searching, it's hunting, it's striving for, it's concentrating. It's really wanting the God, the King of Kings, deep into our lives, into our heart, the person that we are and the life that we have been given. Seeking Jesus with all of your heart. And so just to remind you that we are setting about here ways of helping one another to do that in this church. And if we are serious about wanting to seek God with all of our heart, then we have to be serious about these 12 practices of discipleship. We saw last term that understanding and reading the Bible is fundamental. If we're not doing that, then, as I say, I'll probably say more and more here, I've wasted 20 years of here. If we're not actually taking that on board into our lives, if we're not actually taking in reading the Word, you're missing out on the daily bread. And there must be a question mark about if you're really wanting to seek God with all of your heart. And last term we saw as well about fellowship. And thank God for all of you here today. And thank you, God, that you do come for fellowship week by week. But clearly there needs to be that and more of our lives being shared together. If we are truly serious with our whole heart about seeking the God who loves us and wants to bless us. And there's more to come this term. We're going to look at eating together. We're going to look at breaking bread communion. But we're also going to be looked at being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a wrong date on there. It should say Saturday the 29th of February. It's the wrong date on your news sheet as well. But there'll be a morning led by a speaker from New Wine and about being filled with the Holy Spirit and what we need to do for that to happen. And in one sense, it's a simple prayer, but how do you open up your heart, your being, to being filled with the Holy Spirit? So there'll be that focus, and there'll be three sermons as well around that theme. And then the rest of it there will be following on over the year and into early 2021 as well. Prayer. No, you don't wait for these. Don't wait till we cover these to do them, obviously, but these are part of your life now. Prayer, as I keep saying again, if you're not giving yourself 10 minutes at least, start with there, but then build it up to 20 minutes, half an hour of prayer a day. That is evidence of seeking God with all of your heart and wanting his blessing. And similarly, the others there, sharing resources, serving, gladness and generosity, the worship and what you bring to worship here is absolutely vital and fundamental. And we'll look also about the expectation about healing and miracles and making more disciples. And clearly, if we're doing the other 11, the making more disciples will follow out of it. If we are those people, if we are truly seeking God with all of our heart. So to remind you again then of the blessing that is there for us, and remind you of that quoted most quoted verse of last year, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And it comes with that verse later, seeking God with all of our heart, our whole being, our concentrated focus, our persistence, and then the blessing will come. Amen.